For more perspective now on how some teachers view education reform, we turn to Mary Najimy, who's president-elect of the Massachusetts Teachers Association. Mary, thanks a lot for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So we just heard from some teachers and how they're frustrated by changes brought about largely by MCAS testing. We heard specifically from teacher Deb McCarthy saying reading instruction now centers around nothing more than how to frame open response questions. I'm wondering if that's a concern to you. Do you hear that and do you agree with it?
So, Bob, I feel it. I hear it and I agree with it. I'm entering close to my 30th year of education, and I saw as the ed reform policies came in, our administrators, I taught first grade at the time, our administrators started saying all first graders will be reading at the end of the year grade level by the end of the year, when everybody knew that was an impossibility because children learn in different ways and at different times, but they will all learn and they will reach the benchmarks.
So in terms of education reform, is that the biggest change you've seen in teaching over your 30 years?
I think there have been multiple changes in education. Teachers have lost their autonomy, and that's one of the most important changes for the negative that has happened. Consistently, we are getting packaged curriculum, and the mandates are coming down to teach page by page, lesson by lesson, put the standards up on the wall. And the problem with that model is children do not think in standard ways. When you standardize education, you've rendered invisible the unique and individual needs, personalities, and learning styles of every child. The accountability system has become a test and punish system, and the Common Core and MCAS has narrowed the entire purpose of education down to being simply ready for college and career. And education is so much more than that.
You know, when you talk to a lot of parents, one of the things they worried about is how to generate enthusiasm among their kids. And I'm wondering if in this atmosphere, especially since you're a kindergarten teacher right now and you're standing in your kindergarten classroom in Concord, are you worried that education is becoming less fun for students?
Bob, it has become less fun and much more stressful for students. Some of the ways that we're able to bring joy to learning in kindergarten, I have bird feeders outside of my window. And believe it or not, my little boys rush to the window first thing in the morning to watch the birds before they go to the blocks. But when I asked a few years ago for a transfer to third grade, a former principal of mine said to me that if you transfer to third grade, you will not be able to drop everything to watch the birds at your window because you have to get through the curriculum. And the stories that I hear over and over are the pressures that teachers are feeling to conform to a rigid agenda for education, and that really has eliminated the meaning and the purpose and the joy in education.
Regarding how to evolve the Massachusetts education system, you've said we need to recenter into a vision that views educators as the experts, one that also puts students at the center of teaching rather than centering on test scores. What do you mean?
The people who know students best are teachers, and we need to look at their individual needs, their personalities, and their learning styles, as well as their interests, and make those the things that we focus on. We have to be able to write our own curriculum, make decisions about timing and pacing, assessment, and that's when we're able to meet the needs of our students.
Let me play devil's advocate. Hasn't the pressure MCAS results put on schools and teachers helped raise standards and expectations?
Not at all. The MCAS is a punitive system. And Bob, the MCAS is a structural tool. It has created a racial hierarchy, putting white affluent students at the top and black and brown students at the bottom. It levels schools and districts wholesale and sets them into the privatization system. And it funnels particularly black and brown students into the school-to-prison pipeline. This is a racist structure, and it's changed the purpose of education. I'll tell you, in kindergarten, the two most important things, and I've asked these two questions my entire life of all of my students, what did you find out and how did you find out? Those two questions give me everything that I need to know about my student. All children deserve the resources that Concord children have.
Mary Najimy, the incoming president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, the union, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR.
Thank you for having me.